Con, radio. We are receiving flash traffic. Emergency action message. Recommend alert one. Recommend alert one.
Alert one, alert one.
Alert one. Alert one.
Con, radio. Receiving emergency action message. Recommend alert one. Recommend alert one.
Alert one, okay.
Alert one. Incoming emergency action message.
Alert one is authorized.
Alert one. Incoming EAM.
You're going to watch.
Test.
Raise the BLF radio antenna.
Raise the BLF antenna. Aye, sir.
That's it. It's working.
Just because I rock doesn't mean I'm made of stone. I feel your fear. It's coming through like static on my heart radio.
This is the Sakinas. Sakinas. Sakinas.
So we read in Revelation 18 that an angel collapses after a short period of awesome power and authority. And now let's begin reading in verse 2. And he cried mightily with a loud voice.
Call now for fat body that will be yours forever. Call now for a lean, fat-free major credit card.
By far the most common bird in the swamp is the white blackbirds, but the forests are full of hawks, warblers, and cardinals, blackbirds, and cardinals.
Hello there. All of you have heard of mail order obscenity for your entire family. I'd like to begin with a flood tide of second-class filth in a depraved manner. An illustrated, detailed course in pornographic perversion, threatening to pervert an entire generation of our wild, flagrant Harvard sociologists. The United States Supreme Court has described it as dirt for dirt's sake. We describe it as dirt for money's sake.
The Self-Genius Hour of Slacking!
In the past few years, this depraved filth have become increasingly worse. Not only in content, but in volume. For one reason. It is big business, profitable business, for the mercenary perverts who produce it.
I swore I would never sing again.
Through this material, today's sadists, masochists, psychiatrists, sociologists, and psychologists, the Military Chaplains Association of the United States, and every other kind of deviant, can be stimulated to slack for which he has no legitimate outlet. This moral decay weakens our resistance to the onslaught of the communist masters of bizarre but evil misfit pervert cults. Highly colorful, contaminated, hardcore human buttocks in a perverted manner. And thus the grotesque rubber cigarette for the participant until his utter depravity is complete. Remember, support the obscenity racketeers by writing to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey, I got a question for you. This is insane. Well, that's the power of cult. Power of cult. Wow. See, we want to expose ourselves, create a limited life, and our problem. People are horrible and crazy. I would tend to agree with you. It's nothing. Maybe fear is just F-E-A-R.
But first, here's a mighty swell gang. You want to spread the news around that you're collecting those slick new friends. Because that's the only way they'll trade duplicates with them. And you wouldn't want to miss out on that fun. You want to be sure you round out your collection of all 18 different friends. Like Smitty and K.O. and Herbie, and of course. And the best part is, you don't have to ask Mom. Remember, that's P.P.
Get anyone to do anyone and feel powerless again by Dr. J. Hi, this is Dr. J. Are you tired of, do you sometimes feel, now you've got it. Why go through life when you can use anyone to do anyone and feel powerless again? You'll be able to use the greatest weapon on some people. Anyone, any place, anytime. Imagine if you were able to predict and control. Perhaps you wanted to make a good impression. So, feel powerless again.
While that seems as if it would be so, sometimes it can be hard. We feel good when we were unaware of the process. Pleasurable stimuli have a stomachache. Unconscious victims repeat exposure. You will actually grow. How annoying it is. Someone has one hand in his pocket. You put your hand in his pocket. Why? But wait a minute. Why'd you do it? So, heightened arousal. Unstoppable overall strategy. Arousal is high. Excitement aroused. Arousal. Arousal was high. Flexibility. Your own beauty is limited. A pack of lies. Conundrum. What does all this mean? You think, what does all this mean? Long, boring, and finally, set yourself up as better than the rest. Simplicity. Your ideas are muddled, finally, but how small you are. Feel unimportant?
A boy down south always had snot running across his mouth. What's that mess? Boy, the neighbors would say. Why is that snot on your face that way?
Snot, snot, tweedle, snot, snot, tweedle, snot, snot, tweedle, snot, snot, tweedle all day.
Mama sent him to the grocery store.
Let's go, Kroger.
Ask him to buy 3x times 4. Run back home, boy, the grocery man say. Why is that snot on your face that way?
Snot mouth tweedle all this day. All this day. Friends, welcome to Hour of Slack number 1067. Is that it? Where's my background music? That's funny.
Snot, wait,
I see why. I see where
snot,
it is.
Tweedle,
look at that. It was on number three, not number one.
Yeah,
there we go. Snot Mouth Tweedle.
Snot Mouth Tweedle.
Composition by the great Joe Newman of the Rudy Schwartz Project. And you can find information about the CDs of the Rudy Schwartz Project at www.schwartztone.com. Yes, this is Stephen Kent in the background on his didge. We met him at Starwood. We just got back for last week was the devotional. We're not going to be bombarding you with Devo music tonight, though. But that was a great devotional.
It was a great devotional with Diva.
Yeah, Diva, the devastating female Devos.
The stupefyingly devastating Diva.
And And friends, oh yes, and the rest of the what we've heard, the cut-ups were by the great subgenius collage artist Norel Pref and Mr. Fernandinande Lee Murr. They do not work together, by the way. It's just that I play their stuff all the time. And our new intro was by Popes Lilith, the scary new intro. So, but we actually had subgenius news to catch you up upon this time. Now, this most important thing was something that was faxed. This was came to my fax machine. And it spewed out as two handwritten pages. And I'm going to try to read this the way that it came out on my fax machine. It was addressed in handwritten to the owner of the company, number one, Subgenius Foundation. Special report, urgent, top secret, and I'm going to withhold this fellow's name. But he said this: people are in danger by people that have robotic communication lasers in laboratory research. I was planted a Zoe chip by person that has experience with different kind of lasers. Everybody part has a chip. They torture people in different areas and seal your information. They reading everything you did by recording your life history. This is no joke. If I don't receive within 24 hours a call or letter, I will go on national television, and it will hurt the movie that is going to come out soon. I can prove it and have evidence that you know by understanding how I know what it is by looking at my body with MRI to show the things people do with computer and using frequencies radios to torture people. I've been to Sacramento and have pictures of my body badly bruised that look purple in the midsection. Take this serious and help remove the implant. I know how to find these people. We'll explain when you call this number, day or night. Need your help to stop these robotic communication people. It will hurt your you movie when it comes out on April 16th, 2005, and up to this date, they record everything, hear and see. Read information carefully. My life in danger. When you receive it in the mail, I have copies. And friends, I guess what set this person off was there's a movie coming out with Robin Williams about a guy, a John Stewart type comedian who gets elected president, and his name is Dobbs.
Dobbs.
So the people, when they, certain kinds of people see the ads for this movie with President Dobbs, they assume that, well, we're behind it, as well they should, because you don't know that we're not. Anyway, I just thought that was pretty important information about the Zoe chips in people's bodies and having been to Sacramento and all of that. So,
yes, yeah, kind of sobering, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess that's a strange way to put it. Let's see. What other news? Oh, the new Quiji Bow is out. The Quiji Bow is a subgenius magazine. I will tell you the address to write to for information about this fine publication. It's the only really regular subgenius magazine, but it's a big, hefty. This one here weighs in at 23 pages, and it has
what a good number.
This number 30. It's the Quiji Bow Adult Library, and it's titled, instead of regular Quiji Bow, it's called The Southpaw Self-Pleasurer. He was a right-handed man surrounded by nubile, willing women, but only his left hand could bring him satisfaction. Oh, Princess Wee, you were joining in on this. Anyway, this magazine, I wanted to share with you some of the interesting articles in it. There's here's something called Dyswhiskylexia by the editor, Reverend Christopher Lee, who is the famous movie star, biggest moneymaker of last year. Here he is holding a Pope Pero mug of, and oh, the night boys, you'll be interested to know that Queegee-Bo magazine always has a page three girl. Page three girl in this issue is Pope Priestess Pisces.
Queen, let me tell you, I'm fully hetero, but I mean, this is really hot.
Well, she's showing off her cleavage and her little tongue barbs and all that stuff. These modern day kids, mere Hume words cannot describe her yumminess. Praised priestess of Pisces, the queen of wank. And that's literally true. Pisces' ministry is based on slack through wanking.
Yes.
She's a very outspoken wankist. One might say, pro-wanker. There's some information about Bigfoot news has been gripping Malaysia. And this is true news from... apparently, a 10-foot-tall ape, they like to call yetis apes, was sighted in this national park, which, of course, has caused a lot more people to come to that national park.
Yes, this is no news of the weird here. This is Reuters 2006.
Right. Well, it's still, the fact that they call our cousins the yetis ape men and so forth. Anyway, there's this issue has some excellent rantings and reports on American Nazis. The American Nazis that have wrecked the family of Magdalene and Jesus, the sub-geniuses. We have a little bit of news on that. In fact, I should mention, might as well go ahead and say.
Yes.
Because people have been wondering about what has happened with Reverend Magdalene and her child, who was taken away from her because she was involved in the Church of the Subgenius. Yes, it's true. A New York family court took a woman's child away from her because of her involvement with the Church of the Subgenius, because they thought this judge was under the impression that our church was full of devil worshipers, as opposed to people who simply do business with certain minor level demons in the conspiracy. Anyway, supposedly their last trial date happened this week and ended it Friday, but the judge has yet to make a decision. So we wait in terrible suspense to find out whether this judge is more sane than the previous judge, who had to be recused. He recused himself, in fact, right in front of everybody. I guess partly because so many thousands of people on the internet were laughing at him for having mistaken the Church of the Subgenius for the Illuminati or something.
Indeed.
Anyway, also in Queegee-Bo here, there are some detailed field reports on the devotionals and various Devo shows, photos, sexy photos of subgenius males and females in Congress doing acts of Congress and intercourse, speaking.
Oh, yes.
See, there's Philo and me and Hal yakking.
Oh, yes.
There's you and Dr. Hal.
Oh, and the Dr. Hal reveals that secret.
Oh, that's right.
The secret recipe for peanut butter cookies. It's very a secret, technological secrets behind the engineering of a peanut butter cookie.
Right, it's a secret recipe, folks. That's another reason. Strange rites and rituals among the subgenius tribes of brushwood, which is the kind of gossip you want to hear about. You've always suspected that there's a lot of naughty goings-on and luau's and so forth in this cult, and, well, you can find all the salacious details right
Dobbs
here.
The Dobbs House Tiki Time...
Queegee boys love girls who love Queegee-Bo, and you can get more information about Queegee-Bo from this address. Queegee-Bo, that's Q-U-I-J-I-B-O, 18 West Main Street. It's pretty simple. 18 West Main, Greenfield, Indiana, 46140. Once again, that's 46140 in Greenfield, Indiana. And what other news did we have? Oh, the Enzyte. Insight yes. to was busted, friends. You may be familiar with the ads with Smiling Bob. He looks just like our J.R. Bob Dobbs. In fact, he's an obvious ripoff, hawking male enhancement pills from a company called Insight. For 3 years now, they've been ripping off our trademark successfully because they didn't put a pipe in their false Bob's mouth. Our Bob, of course, always has that pipe. But it was obviously supposed to be J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Obviously.
Anyway, justice and karma have been served, friends. The maker of dietary supplements that claim to improve everything from sexuality to memory defrauded thousands of customers and banks of at least 100 million, federal authorities say. And this indictment names Berkeley Premium Nutraceuticals. The company, which recently said it has 5 million customers worldwide, is known for its Smiling Bob ads that depict a man whose life gets better after he uses the company's Insight for natural male enhancement. The company markets nationally a variety of other products claiming to help everything from night vision to memory to female libido. The company president and others made up information in their advertisements, such as endorsement by doctors that did not exist and results of customer satisfaction surveys that have never been conducted, U.S. Attorney General Lockhart said. Customers with complaints were told to write to a director of customer care who did not exist. And luckily for us, friends, the charges carry a 30-year sentence. Five of the company's former executives have pled guilty in U.S. District Court to defrauding customers through a product giveaway program that led to unauthorized billing of their credit cards. They've frozen $25 million in assets held by Warshak and members of his family. And they're going to try to recover money to give to victims of the false Bob. Berkeley Nutraceuticals generated about $250 million in sales in 2004, mostly from telephone orders spurred by TV ads starring Bob Dobbs. What a bummer. Well, friends, we're going... Well, actually, it's a joyous occasion for us that this thief has been sent away. And now we're going to go back into the tapes, and I'll try to tune in the Lonesome Cowboy somehow. So for right now, here is the news.
From PR News in Washington, I'm delayed by mysterious Ernesto. NASA said today the ideal price for the space shuttle would be $50 to $60 on Monday. A faulty judge in Detroit has ordered less than $67 of space shuttle under mysterious circumstances.
PR News is poverty-stricken.
Saudi Arabia's royal family is paying for full PR. U.S. officials say top OPEC officials said the Sri Lankan army says an army spokesman says the rebels say the army has to face PR News. From Washington.
On one side are those who believe the right of all people to speak in moderation and worship tyranny and extremism, to fascists, to Nazis, to communists, and a victory for the cause of fascists of the 20th century. Cult, the Nazis. And history shows victory for the fascists. That feeling is natural and comforting. Totalitarians. We recently saw the enemy wage communists and other cult. This cult. Terror. The horror grows and wrong. And comforting. Wrong. Totalitarians. The right of all people to speak in moderation and worship tyranny and extremism.
Conspiracy.
The world is a collage of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a collage.
Stop the tape.
Well, have you heard what's going on over there now out in the wilderness where wonderful X-Days have been held for some 3,000 years now?
No.
A mad fellow who has been befriended by the Southern Tier Indians is going around shooting highway patrolmen, supposedly.
Now, didn't that happen, like, isn't that last week's news? And that was that one guy and they caught him?
Apparently, they haven't caught him. Well, maybe they did just.
You're
catch
thinking
him.
Of? Are you thinking of Bucky,
yeah.
Reverend Bucky?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, he turned. They cornered him and he turned himself in.
Well, he turned himself into a
toad and tried to hop away, but they gigged him. Yeah, that was Reverend Bucky who used to do the Subgenius website revisions.
That's the self same.
Or buckwheat, it could have also been.
Dave, what kind of news have you been up on?
Well, I did hear about Reverend Commander Bucky slaying a beduper, but I didn't know if it was real true.
Well,
I heard
okay, here's the news. I've been catching people up on the news. The news is that one guy died. And the guy that made a fool of himself on TV, he did it again. And that other guy that was a jerk, he did it again too. And that country that was at war with that other country, they're having war again. And there was a bad earthquake, and there was some terrible flooding. So
and there was, I
that's
guess,
the
was
news,
some
man.
Too, thrown in with the flooding, wasn't it?
Yeah, and some crazy woman killed her baby for Jesus,
and then there was this guy that beat up his wife too, right?
Yeah, that's right. And there was some guy that beat up his wife, and then there was some wife that beat up this guy.
Uh huh.
There was, yeah, that was the news.
So yeah, I guess I'm pretty well caught up.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're caught up now.
Now, what about the other?
All you need to know.
The other high E popped. Making juvenile delinquents out of people of the Martian race or of the other religions. Did you hear about that?
No.
Well, Pope Benedict said he quoted an obscure phrase an obscure discourse, an argument that a guy who was getting they were attacking his fort, and he told the other guy who he's kind of friends with until I guess they were going to sack the place. He was telling him, well, your religion sucks and stuff. And the other guy was saying, well, so does yours. And so
and Pope
the
Black quoted
other high
that.
E-pop tried to make a big deal out of it somehow. But
right.
I'm really not caught up on that part.
So in other words, because one guy in one country said a bunch of stuff that a guy 1,000 years ago said about another guy 1,000 years ago, a million people in another country started burning things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's usually that's what they call spontaneous combustion in the socio-political sphere.
The Onion had a funny headline that said the conflicting sides in the Middle East were turning to religion for help. Yeah.
Yes, like, I'm sorry to laugh at theirs, not ours, but that makes soup.
Well, it's funny that it took them that long to come up with that punchline. It's such I guess it's been done. Hasn't everything pretty much been done?
I guess every news story's been told and everything's been done, except for the day those freaking X's finally get here.
Yeah, that's been talked about. It's been predicted by every single religious nut in the world. Most of all, J.R. Bob Dobbs.
I want to know what they look like because I was tailed on the way back home.
They look like anything you want to know they look like.
Oh, okay.
They're shmooish.
Yeah, if you want to... Right, they're like the mighty shmoo that flops itself onto your breakfast griddle and cuts itself up into slices so you can cook it easier.
Well, that is weird that we are on the wavelength because I swear, rather than a cylindrical or a spherical object, they look like giant, you know, like deli turkeys, you know, the big roast turkeys they put in the window that are made of plastic, but they look really good. I mean, I couldn't smell them. Let's just say that they could have been actual roast turkeys chasing me around, but they had like red and yellow running lights underneath. And on top, it looked like there was one beacon light where the turkey's head would have been had not been roasted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Are these some kind of new Franken turkeys you've been seeing at the farmer's market or something?
Well, that could be. I maybe have been having bad visions of mutated turkeys and thought that they were like X's flying craft. But I'm pretty sure that I was actually being pursued by a small squadron of flying.
Oh, they were chasing you?
No, they weren't tasting me. They were chasing.
They
were chasing me, too. Psychologically, I was thinking things I didn't want to think. They weren't harmful thoughts, but they were just obtrusive thoughts, you know, about baseball in 1978.
So flying lit up telepathic shmoo-like turkey creatures were harassing
you. Harassing me. So I just was looking for your epoply advice on what I should do. Maybe I should just wear sunglasses or cut out my optic nerves.
Well, we got a fax earlier this week about something like that. They said that the problem was robotic communication labors in laboratory research, and that they torture people by recording your life history.
What if you line your baseball cap with tinfoil? Would that help?
Right.
What if, like, you know, the people who wear tinfoil hats, can't we just maybe turn out a couple thousand of them with the old Dodge logo on there?
And, we tried. We did. We're doing that. We've been doing that for years, Dave.
Oh, well.
Yeah, look at the Cafe Press catalog, man.
No kidding.
It's full of nothing but tinfoil-lined Dobbs hats with every possible cool little drawing by Dr. Howell on them.
Well, they have to have more than just regular, tin foil in there. They need reinforced and electrolytically perfect so as to bounce the rays.
Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah, maybe we should run ads, late-night ads, that feature a smiling, pipe-smoking guy who, you know, his longer gets longer whenever he wears his special
hat.
And we could sell just sugar pills or some kind of ginseng or something and call it male enhancement snot mouth tweedle pills.
Why not tell them that every time there's an encounter that the elongus will become elongated? That way, you know, if they're expecting a lot of people over or whatever you might want, a lot of beings over, then they can they'd be prepared to have a sex orgy that will, I don't know.
That's right, friends. If you buy Smiling Bob's Snot Mouth Tweedle Pills, you'll have a longer, stronger.
Wiener pills.
Your breath will be brighter.
Cleaner, tastier, and resemble your schlong. I don't think anybody would want their own breath resemble their schlong. I don't know why.
Let's just not even...
Nah. No. It makes breathing difficult. It makes conceiving difficult, so you're right.
Remember, this is not our opinion. Every day, more and more men are turning to Wild Oil Cream for truly big, loose, handsome hair. And that's surprising, for what other leading hair tonic removes the hair neatly and naturally? What's more, Root Wild Oil Cream is an alcoholic and contains soothing alcohol. No wonder Root Wild Oil Cream is the favorite with so many millions of smart alcoholic men. Get Root Wild Oil Cream, the choice of big, loose, handsome men who put handsome, smart, loose, big hair first.
It's true.
Makes breath brighter.
It's a fact. Makes breath brighter.
But I won't bore you with a lot of technological double talk.
If you just keep chewing the gum.
Site B. Oh, my. Oh, by God, I left that gum at home. I can't chew no gum over here. Now I'll try chewing some gum over here.
Smell that smell. It's kind of... It's
the wild smell of elderberry
like
gum.
Smell I could smell. I'm going to be smelling it soon.
A sort of a fishy smell.
I heard
smell.
The sound that precedes
like,
the smell.
Smelt, actually.
You dealt that smell.
Yeah, whoever smelt it.
Just yesterday.
That was some puzzling evidence with Dr. Hall and Dr. Philo Drummond. And now some norepinephrine mer.
I've got an eclectic reading list.
21st century fascists. 21st century fascists.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I believe the American people have
the wrong path.
21st century fascists.
Oh my God.
Crossley defeats. I believe the American people have Crossley defeats. We will abandon them to the beheaders, the terrorists, the assassins.
Amazing twists and turns.
Wrong.
Losing strength along the way.
Infamous.
Chaos.
Want to help us out?
Blown into pieces. Plunger.
Seek to attack.
After midnight.
Steal.
Just,
Throw in the towel.
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 A media mob scene.
Perverted.
It just did it. Let down.
Mystery.
21st century fascists.
Oh my God. It's making me really excited to see her like that.
21st century fascists.
I loved her so much, and I'm so sorry.
Please, 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 sweetheart.
I love you so much. Oh, baby, please come back to
investigate
me.
The wreckage.
21st century fascists.
Child pornography charges.
21st century fascists.
Child pornography charges.
President Bush still struggling for a rebirth.
Giant piles of
giant, giant piles.
That's even worse.
Giant piles.
That's even worse.
Bungled.
There are still issues.
Crossley defeats.
Giant piles.
There are still issues.
Giant piles.
Crossley defeats.
Oh my God.
Chaos. Want to help us out?
Let's go to a restaurant
in them there old cotton fields at home.
With a man of a
restaurant,
strangers in the
restaurant make the day complete.
Now give me my pills.
Let's now look at some techniques for making your daily life easy. You've screwed up. You feel guilty. I'm sorry. Let's see how we can use psychology. Fast. Circumstances beyond your control. You didn't feel up to it. You completely forgot. Placing the blame on an outside source, vague generalities, is highly effective in reducing a person's anger. You don't care or you're not interested in caring. Shift blame or assign excuses. Exacerbate the situation. Sometimes it's very hard, but as hard as it is, it looks great, but doesn't do anything. Do nothing. But remember, give her back what you took. Nothing makes sense, primal and pure. Go back in time. The sex was lousy. Use words that have a strong negative connotation. It's all consuming. Annoying problems. Sit down and shut up. I don't like that, and now I'm upset. Angry, hurt, frustrated, and small. Beat yourself up, lash out. Bear in mind, there are no absolutes. Heightened state of arousal. Injure him. Smile. That's right. Smile. Incapacitate him, vomiting, urinating, or belching. Act insane or mentally deranged. Hit him where it hurts. Who cares? Hit him where it hurts.
Act without thinking. Using deception is acceptable. You'll notice that you feel much better about yourself and life in general.
Get anyone to do anyone feel powerless again. Lied to again.
Yeah, speaking of conceiving, I conceived this little animation and put it out on YouTube. And my friend Nenslow basically said it sucked. I wish you had some of what I'm smoking as a joke. And he said, I wish you had some of what I'm thinking with. Touche and ouch, Master Nenslow.
That's real repartee for you.
Yeah.
That's razor sharp wit. And yeah. It's consummate max or some sort of clear broth. I wish I could think thoughts like that.
Yeah, me too.
How does one?
I think you have to be born with a brain and not wreck it at some point. I mean, several brain cells, not just the one, or as the case of Princess Wee and I, the shared one.
Isn't it a practice makes perfect sort of thing, too?
What, you mean the more thinking you do, the better you get at it? I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that, because look at where some of the deep thinkers go with it.
Well, yes, I guess you do have a point there.
They go to
like
damnation.
The guy who faxed me. Now, that person obviously is way ahead of me. He knows about the robotic communication lasers, but where's he gone with it?
Right. Can he create meaning? As you told me the other night in the tender moment after we had sex, you said that changing the sound changes the meaning of all visual information. And I said, well, geez, I've known that, and I've been trying to express that, but I couldn't. And then I shut up for a while, and I realized the visual information was very horrible. And then I made a little bird sound and whistled the Mayberry RFD theme song, and I felt, he thought that was sex.
We had him mow the lawn, and he thought that we told him that.
Don't destroy his illusions, honey.
He did a good job on the lawn.
I know he did a great job on the lawn.
Mowing the
lawn.
Yeah,
you're
that's
a great.
What they
call it
that
was
when
real.
They open up your skull. Pardon?
That's what the kids call it now. Mowing the lawn.
When they open your skull.
Ride them. Mow them.
You mean kids call mowing the lawn sex?
Yeah.
Oh.
And no, the military calls trepanation and lobotomies mowing the lawn.
Right.
Trimming the hedge, they call it.
Yeah, you just give them a light haircut over the top.
Yeah, just take a little bit off the sides. Using that ice pick through the eye sockets.
But always
or the nose, the nasal. You can go up in through the nose, can't you, if you have the right tools?
I think
scramble somebody's math.
Scramble someone's math.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can do that. I mean, if you know where to go in with the hooks and which part to scramble, you can get rid of certain, like orneriness. You could remove someone's orneriness. You could remove someone's verbal
just
ability.
Just pluck it right out.
You could remove someone's ability to tell the difference between, say, a glass of water and a parking lot.
Is there a big difference?
Well, see, you've already had that operation. How does it feel to you?
Well, I do have a hard time differentiating between certain objects that I did quite easily differentiate between before. For instance,
you're
cars,
the kind of voter they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm worried about with the flying turkeys. But I don't know if I'm ready to go yet, so to speak.
The Diebold flying turkeys. Those are just those are like a form of preliminary vote guesstimating. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a survey. They follow you around and read all of your thoughts and everything you say and do as a kind of a survey.
So that's
that doesn't really affect
mowing.
The turnout of the election.
Yeah. That's not the real lawn mowing per se yet.
No, in a way, they've kind of mowed the lawn of everybody, I think. And they used a lawnmower called the TV.
Nice trim job.
Yeah. I mean, look what it's done to some of our younger peers.
So let's think of what it's done to some younger subgenie who have been foolish enough to go back and look at the evil lawnmower. I mean, many have taken the vow, and many have agreed to.
Oh, they do it for kicks. They think it's fun to go back and see before then see what it was that took out their math.
Yeah, they don't know what they're messing with, though.
They join the army.
You don't need too much math, except for if there's like 100 other guys and maybe just two of you. You should know to hold your hands up, both of them, two of them. I don't know.
Well, they need one guy who does math, and they need one guy who can read, and they need one guy that can sing, and one that can speak English and push buttons on a telephone radio comm set.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of guys that can run into the face of oncoming fire and bombs and so forth.
You know, it's funny.
While filming.
How those guys are always the ones who are spared. And the guy who plays the guitar and sings it with his cigarette sticking out of his mouth makes his eye wrinkle up at the same time, and he sings about what it's like back home, always dies.
That would be you. If you were in the war movie, you'd be that guy, right, Dave?
Right. The rockets would misfire and go all the way to North Carolina and hit the barracks where I was masturbating.
Man.
I went way off course. Yep, that's the way I feel. That's why I'm a subgenius, I guess.
I feel more like the guy that would run into the recruitment office saying, I want to sign up! I want to kill! And they make you a computer operator in Hawaii.
Why do they do that? It's so frustrating.
Catch a 22.
Catch a 22.
Well, it's 23 now.
Yeah. I think it's going to stay
actually,
23 for
actually, it was 23 when I was a kid. Now it's up to 27 or something, I think. I think it's catch 27.
It's a chicken catch a dory, too.
Yeah.
23 was actually Nimwald Hornbinger's number in the restaurant at the end of the table. wasn't it? Or
I don't remember that particular sitcom.
What was it? The man with the Slyslav unit that used to mow the lawns before, but was nicer.
Dr. Benway? Dr. Dobbs?
Parkett Henwick.
Dr.
Slivovitz? You know,
Howard? Dr. Fine? Dr. Howard?
Dr. Fine? The guy at the
Dr.
end of the
Bob Babalina?
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, back in his hometown of Cleveland.
I'll answer the door.
I'll see who's at the door.
Yes, sir.
Come in.
Look, this might be Bob.
Bob! Well, Bob, it's certainly a pleasure having you drop in to see me. Well, Bob, I want you to meet Bob.
Oh, hiya, Bob.
And say, Bob, I meant to tell you. Hey, wait a minute. First, I want you to meet Bob.
Well, I'm certainly glad to know you, Bob, and I'm particularly glad you're here because the quartet's going to do a number dedicated to Cleveland.
We haven't got much time, so let's hear the number.
Okay, hit it, boys.
Hey, Bob, today.
I'm so embarrassed in front of Bob. Come in. Come in, girls. I want you to meet Bob. Bob, I want you to meet Bob. Bob, why are you staring at the girls like that?
Well, Hello, Bob.
Very good, Bob. Very good. Bob, why don't you go out to dinner?
Yes, Bob.
Hey, Bob, here's one of your boys. Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Two Bobs. Bob, what are you really doing here in Cleveland?
Well, where is he now?
Well, if the Republicans can't decide on anybody, he may be our next president.
What the fuck?
We got a one-track mind, friends.
Really?
And it's got a B on either end of the track and just a big zero all the way for 1,000 miles. It's like a big, long train that just goes, until it gets to the end, it goes, and that's it, baby. That's what it's all about.
Yep. Close quotes.
Being in the Bob zone.
Dave, you notice I've let us just jabber on the air for this whole hour. Once I finally I never did figure out the phone thing. It just worked by accident.
I
quit trying.
It was a miracle.
It suddenly worked.
Are your hands still frozen? I mean, or have you been able to work with your digits?
Yeah, that's why I can't. Well, that's the thing. I can't push the CD play button anyway.
Can you still satisfy the princess when necessary?
That's up to her.
Oh, I didn't know you had that kind of relationship.
Yeah, no. She's a princess, man.
Think about it.
Nobody could satisfy her but her, I guess, yeah.
No, she can't be satisfied in the way that a normal mundane thinks, you know, a prol thinks of satisfaction. There's always going to be some little thing that's not quite royal enough. That's how you know they're royalty.
Hmm.
Us proles wouldn't even notice this kind of stuff that royalty is hyper allergic to.
So am I supposed to tell one of those like aristocrats
work.
Jokes right now?
No.
Please don't.
Well, you heard one of those aristocrats jokes.
I've heard all of them.
Did you see the movie of that?
No, I didn't. I was misfortuned and was left in a drainage ditch, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
By people with orange skin. But when I grew to be a man, which I had actually two growths coming out. One was a man, and one was a swollen foot.
Well, but it looked kind of man-like.
And officer, they're supposed to be orange.
It added to my power amongst the people. I grew to become their king. Later on, I became an elder statesman, and then I just left the place. I can't remember.
Well, a lot of primitive cultures do treat their dwarves and deformed people as mystic beings.
They gave me things to smoke. They gave me chicken sandwiches, and lovely senoritas would comb my few hairs.
Yeah, see, they figured since you were so different that you were chosen or singled out by the gods.
Absolutely.
You were special to the gods.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you had such a large and such a small a brain, you know.
Yeah. I can say those words at the same time without chewing gum or something. I know what's going on there. I can feel it.
I've noticed.
Have you noticed what the walls look like right now?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'm sending vibrations not only of peace and Saturnalia, but I'm...
Slaternalia, we call it out here.
I'm also sending, what is this stuff? It's got a long chemical name. I don't know.
So you're sending peace and vibes of hydrocyanidic acid or something?
It must be the hydrocyanidic acid that makes the drippiness of the walls.
It's tetrahydrocyanide of some kind. I guess there's 10 of them or 4 or something.
I see.
Well, I'm really honored that you're sending vibes like that our way.
Well, you can use it as you will. You know, you can... Have a great radio show. Have a wonderful life.
I'm going to have a college online course, a media packed online course in practical subgeniusness and hardcore Dobbsism.
Wow!
In November and December. That's why I've actually done a whole lot of shows ahead of time, so that I won't have to work on them while I'm being a Professor Stang.
Do you have to prepare a meat package?
I have to have in fact, there's a syllabus and prospectus you can look at on maybelogic.org. It's the people that were that did the Robert Anton Wilson movie called Maybe Logic, based on his thought processes, which are maybe logic. And they have this academy online with a bunch of hipster types, like, you know, Are You Serious or Not? And who else? I don't know. Various wise men and show-offy, academic.
And wisecrackers.
Wisecrackers. And they called me up and said, hey, you want to do some kind of a course? And I said, yeah, I'll teach people how to run their own cult. I will... share this secret profit-making formula with you and the secret wisdom, the secret teachings of all ages.
That's beautiful. And do you have many students? Have they enrolled yet?
I don't know if there are any new-timers or old-agers. I haven't checked that out. That's why I mention it, so as to make sure that maybe someday there will be some. Because that starts in November at maybelogic.org. There's also maybelogic.com, which is strictly about the Robert Anton Wilson movie and brain cell.
Yes.
He has a full collection of brain cells, actually.
Who, Wilson?
Yeah.
Well, like most of us, he probably started out with such a thing. I thought Timothy Leary had a lot of brain cells left for somebody in his situation.
Yeah, but they were misshapen.
Well, you should talk.
Oh, I'm not casting your brain cell.
Dave only has one brain cell, but it's shaped like a totem pole.
Well, thank God, at least it has a rhythmic feeling to it. I was just saying that Mr. Leary, in his case, had hundreds of thousands of brain cells that were all shaped like little little shards of glass.
I thought they were paisleys.
But you could smoke them anyway, Dave. You have to go now. And I'm going to shut off everything except the tapes, because you're listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry, Hour of Slack. And for more information about Subgenius and all of that, all of it, really all of everything.
Or to be relieved of information.
Yeah, of anything, check out subgenius.com if you really want to know. The music in the background, by the way, this whole time has been from Stephen Kent and Transmission Oil and Water CD. He blows one of those didgeridoo things.
Among other.
But anyway, Dave, we have to go now. Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. We love you.
No, don't get his hopes up like that, Princess Sweet.
your hedges.
Joe Newman
Schwartz Project.
Joe Newman's
you can learn more about the Rudy Schwartz Project.
Joe Newman is the greatest sung hero of Dr. Music.
From SchwartzTone.com.
You can find out everything you need to know at SchwartzTone.com. That's SchwartzTone.com.